Reporting for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Overby, and joining me today is Josh Linville with StoneX, works in the fertilizer analytics department there. And Josh, really a lot to talk about today, but first let's talk about this run-up in fertilizer prices that we've seen this spring, especially when you compare it to last fall. I guess how could you best summarize what's happened between now and then?
The best way to describe it is honestly the biggest 180 I've ever seen in my career. Now I know there's a lot of people in this industry with a lot more years under their belt. I've been in it for just shy of 20 years, but I have never seen it go from how poor it was back in August to how solidly priced and how big the demand and everything like that is today. It is as big of 180 as I think that we'll ever see in our lifetime.
Yes, well, the nitrogen fertilizer scenario, that's one that farmers commonly use, you know, in the fall and in the spring. And obviously there's been a big price jump between now and then. And why is that?
And again, a lot of it has to do with a huge increase in demand, but a lot of it has to do with a lot of world production issues. So here in the U.S., here in North America, when you go back to last August, the outlook was about as bleak as it gets. I mean, a lot of the conversations we were having, these guys were talking about, I don't know how to cash flow my acres in the 21 growing cycle. I just don't know how. But then all of a sudden, we get into September, and government assistance checks came out, and grain prices started to rally. And all of a sudden, we went from a situation where there's not nearly enough demand for the supply, and that's why prices were so far depressed. And they were depressed more than what they should, quote-unquote, normally should be during that time. And then all of a sudden, we started to rally. And then we said a lot of things, like this has been the fertilizer year of perfect storm scenarios. And it seems like every perfect storm that could come together to push prices higher, it has. And so a lot of what's driven, like the urea market, for example, the reason we've climbed so much, it's not because of anything here in the U.S. or anything here in North America. This started last summer with India and Brazilia demand. And I know that seems kind of weird, but again, we operate on a global scale. And so India and Brazil both had tremendously higher demand than what they normally would. And so that boosted the entire world. And at the same time, China is the largest producer of urea. They had a lot of production issues. Their production rates started to drop down significantly, and where they would normally export a big chunk of product, they all of a sudden started producing product and keeping it home for their domestic market. And that caused this entire world market to go from oversupplies under demand to over demand to undersupplied. Again, it was a complete shift, and we had to move along with that. Now, what we've seen since January 1st is U.S. went from, we don't want any imports. Our price was a steep discount to the world replacement, but then all of a sudden, we have to get in a lot of imports. We estimate we needed something north of 3 million tons imported between January and June to meet spring demand. And we only do that if we're a premium to the world market. And then the world market continued to hang on to these gains, and we had to go even further up in order to get this stuff coming. Now, the flows are starting, but we've got a lot more than we need, so we're having to keep these higher prices to get there. So it's just, it's crazy how this whole thing has come together. And Hydra's point of view, we had a tremendous fall run. Everywhere that ran from our guesstimates ran out. They pretty much emptied the system. And the problem is there is not that much time between the end of fall and start of spring for a lot of the Midwest. We ran clear up until Christmas, and you don't do much Christmas New Year's weeks. So we basically had that period between Jan 1 and, let's say, mid to late March to refill the system. And the logistics are not there. The system is not capable of refilling fully before the spring gets there. So, again, because of that, that also pressured prices up. And then the cherry on top is the fact that we lost anywhere from a week to 2.5 weeks of production here in the U.S. market because of the Arctic blast. I mean, that could not have happened at a worse time, but it just continues to support pricing. Everything that happened seems to be supporting pricing right now.
So then my question is, with this initial run-up and where it started, are some of these other fertilizers following that trend? I know one, you know, that we found interesting, a story this week is, you know, in the potash market.
Yeah, potash is, it was actually, if you can get away from the emotional response of where prices are today, it's actually been fascinating to watch. Potash was on a constant downward trajectory starting back in January 19 until last summer. Every single week, the price dropped. And the reason for that is we had a couple of really bad fall runs. Weather wasn't good, harvest was late, and we just didn't have a lot of potash demand. And this went in along with the phosphate as well. And prices of grain certainly didn't help anything. But then all of a sudden, during the summertime, they finally found a price that started to balance the S&D, and things flatlined. And the NOLA market got to about a 190 and just stayed there. But then all of a sudden, the exact same factors that help support the nitrogen market, you know, the higher grain prices, the government assistance checks. Well, all of a sudden now farmers had money to spend. And potash was standing there extremely cheap versus historicals, and it was a good chance to jump in and start building soil levels. So now all of a sudden we went from, you know, late August, we're not going to have any fall demand out there because we don't have the money for it, to September, October. What do you mean you don't have 150% of your normal fall needs in place? I'm building soil levels. And then it's just continued to carry because we did have that big fall run. And we emptied a lot of storage, and the producers know this. The producers are very much in charge of the pricing narrative, and that means that the prices are likely moving higher. If a producer is in control, they're pushing the prices up, and it has firmly been in their grasp to do so.
So I guess my big question for you, Josh, then, and I know if you could pull out your crystal ball, that'd be great. I know farmers would appreciate it. But, you know, as planting draws closer and closer, I know they've already started down south and, well, quite frankly, in the northern plains here, if we keep up this weather trend, it's going to start sooner rather than later. For farmers who either aren't able to store it or didn't maybe pre-buy as much as they thought they should have, what advice can you give them, or what can you tell them about this market moving forward, and, you know, what to expect?
Yeah, the one thing I would sit there and say is, please don't think that your retailer is trying to gouge you. In fact, it's been interesting to watch because the retailer has struggled to keep up with the price increases. There's been a lot of times where the cheapest price in the marketplace, it isn't the NOLA market, it isn't the imports, it isn't the traders, it's actually been the retail level. It's been so fast and so drastic, they can't hardly keep up with these price increases. So that's the one thing. When you're walking in there, don't be counting on those guys. It's not their fault. This is a world market. This has been the entire world has been moving higher. The second thing I would say is have that conversation with your retailer. Now, even if you don't want to buy it, even if you don't want to secure the price, let's say you're nervous about it, you think it'll go down, whatever the case may be, at least have that conversation with them. That retailer is making very high wager bets because he's just trying to guess right now and say, well, we normally do this, and so I guess I need to buy this much, and I really, really hope the farmer comes in. And he may start to scale back on what he purchases in order to put into place in preparation. But if you go in and you have that conversation, say, listen, I don't even know if I'm willing to pull the trigger, but I'm kind of planting this many acres of corn and this many acres of bean, and this is what my phosphate needs will be, and this is what my nitrogen needs will be. At least that gives more guidance to that retailer on how to prepare for the spring season. And I get it. A lot of farmers don't want to have that conversation. They don't want to give it any information if they don't have to. It's something I think personally that we need to start considering going forward.
Well, Josh, if we could do just a quick minute or two wrap up here, anything else that you'd like to add in or reiterate?
No, it's just hold on tight for the rest of the spring. Prices will not always stay as high as they are today. We will see summer prices reset. And whether we see those resets occur towards the late end of spring, a lot of it's going to depend on, like, how does the season play out? Do we have a really, really good spring anhydrous run? That's going to steal away demand from urea, UAN, and all of a sudden those prices will drop a little bit. Or do we disappoint ourselves on the spring anhydrous, which will build UAN, urea demand? All this is kind of factored in on weather, something we can't do a single thing about. You know, it's continue having those conversations, continue try to watch it. We will have summer prices down. Or I shouldn't say we will. We very, very likely will see prices down in the summertime for the resets. But do not expect that we will see these resets be as steep as they've been the last couple of years. These last 2 years, the summer prices were so low, I mean, almost historically so, that it was a no-brainer of a decision. These prices will be resetting higher than normal. The economics are there to support it, the commodity look, the ratios that we look at, everything is still supportive of higher values going into the summer, next fall, next spring. So have that in the back of your mind, that it's not going to be quite the same look as what it's been the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And the only other thing I can think of is just be careful out there. That's a big thing that we try and push this time of year. The ag sector is pushed to do more stuff in a short amount of time than most other industries out there. So don't hurt yourself, the equipment, et cetera, trying to get that last little bit. It doesn't do you a whole lot of good if you wrap the thing around the tree because you fell asleep in the middle of the night.
Well, again, Josh Linville with StoneX, thanks so much for joining us.